The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
To 88988. That's CLAIM to 88988.
It's time for the Don Crow Show, right here from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, the Don Crow Show.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. Whether you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, I highly recommend that you go to PassportAuto.com and find Passport's nearest dealership to where you live. And what a great selection to choose from. BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, Mini. And right now, Passport also has over 1,000 certified pre-owned vehicles you may want to consider as well. Again, find your nearest dealership at the website PassportAuto.com. Hey, how you doing, folks? Hello there. Hello, hello, and welcome to another week. They keep on coming. That's right. Guy said he was tired of living until he considered the alternative. So I want to keep moving forward. Old Satchel Paige said, never look back. You don't know what's gaining on you. And we do welcome you to this edition of the show, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon. We get together, talk about things going on. Pastor Andrew Brunson is an American pastor. And many of you will remember the story. He was imprisoned by the government of Turkey for two long and torturous years. And he and his wife, Noreen, recently shared their story at a pastor's conference of the Southern Baptist Convention in Birmingham, Alabama. Luen Sabatier, our friend over at 21 Wilberforce, is going to be joining me in a few minutes to talk about that event and the insights it offers to the profound plight of the persecuted church in our times. This is one of those deeply moving stories, and Pastor Brunson spoke quite honestly and openly about the tremendous challenge to his faith as a pastor and as a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, even at times seriously considering if you will, the out of suicide during those dark years. But we're going to talk more about that with Luann. And out of that, we get an insight into what it costs our brothers and sisters in Christ to stay loyal to the faith and how we might pray more effectively for them. As a matter of fact, I know many of you were praying and did pray for the Brunsons for many years during that awful time. Well, we're going to talk about that story with Luann Sabatier coming up a little late, just a few minutes, as a matter of fact. A former Reagan administration official, also former federal prosecutor Alan Sears, and as well founder of ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom, has just co-authored a book with Craig Austin titled The Soul of an American President, The Untold Story of Dwight D. Eisenhower's Faith. And Alan will be joining me at the bottom of the hour to talk about this new book just published by Baker and out and available. We want you to know about it. It's an insight into what many consider to be one of America's great, truly great presidents. No president was unflawed or spotless or sinless or any of the sort from George Washington forward. But certainly Dwight Eisenhower was a remarkable man on all accounts. We know well his profound military leadership during World War II, but there's much more to the story, as the saying goes. He had a deep and abiding Christian faith, and we'll talk about that with Alan as well. In other news, a victory for Sweet Cakes Bakery and Melissa and Aaron Klein. Today, actually, the U.S. Supreme Court sent their case back to the Oregon Court of Appeals. That based on the June 2018 decision in the Masterpiece Cake Shop case. Sweet Cakes by Melissa versus Oregon Bureau of Labor and Industries involves those bakers we mentioned, Melissa and Aaron. They were they paid a $135,000 judgment to a same-sex couple for declining to make a cake, create a cake for that couple back in 2013. And as a result, the Kleins lost their business. They were forced to shut down their bakery in the city of Gresham because of the conflict over their own religious beliefs. Now, the Supreme Court's brief orders the order directs the Oregon Court of Appeals to consider its 2018 ruling in Masterpiece Cake Shop versus Colorado Civil Rights Commission. And last year, the Supreme Court ruled that government decision makers must not be hostile to religion when deciding free exercise of religion claims. So this thing's back in the previous courts, and we'll see where it goes from there. But that's the story we're going to be following up on this week as well. And then quickly, to just let you know where we are in our campaign with ALM, American Leprosy Missions. You've been responding generously. We'll give some thank yous later on in the afternoon. But our goal is to provide a cure for at least 1,000 children through the great work and ministry of American Leprosy Missions. That's our goal in the campaign. It's a $30,000 goal because a child can receive a cure, a complete permanent cure, with a one-time gift of just $30 to ALM, and you've been doing that. So the goal is 1,000 children to be cured. You already have provided for 618 of those boys and girls. That leaves us a goal to go of just 382 more. That's exciting. It really is. We need to get the job done, and you're helping us do it, and some of you have given $30 for one child, 60 for two, 90 for three, 300 for 10. We've had all kinds of gifts so far, obviously, to get us this far. So I want to thank you for what you've done in that regard. But right now, we are at the point where if just 38 of you listening right now or at any time that you can get to the phone or get to your computer, if just 38 of you would give a one-time $300 gift to provide a cure for leprosy for 10 children, we will have done the campaign. We'll have finished the campaign. 38 of you giving $300, 76 folks maybe who could give half of that. You say, Don, I can't swing the 300, but I could give 150 for five children. Or maybe 96 of you giving for four kids, $120 gift one time. Or even 127 of you would give a $90 gift for three children. A number of you have done that. The point being, with your gift of any amount, whether it's $30 or $90 or whether it's $120 or $150 or $300 or more for that matter, we thank you for what you're doing. We welcome your help. And as we do some other things, that toll-free number is available at 800-979-1980. You can give your gift of any amount there, $30 per child, to cure that boy or girl of leprosy. 800-979-1980. 1980, 800-979-1980, or you can give online at our website, wava.com.
Hi, I'm Norm with A-Action, and if you've ever called A-Action Home Services, you should recognize my voice. I've been with A-Action for 12 years, and now that I am the service manager, I can personally guarantee the highest quality of care from our entire staff, from our technicians to our team of client care representatives. So give us a call today at 703-922-1900, 703-922-1900. A-Action Home
Services.com. Problem solved.
When most people hear the word leprosy, they wonder if it still even exists. But leprosy does exist. It's a disease that cripples and disfigures, sinking adults and children alike into lives of shame and isolation. The man with leprosy said to Jesus, "Lord, if you're willing, you can heal me." Jesus said, "I am willing." Are you willing? You can stop leprosy. Right now, you have an incredible opportunity to help and heal children who are suffering. Because it costs only $90 to cure leprosy in three people, you can be the source of their healing. Jesus said, "Freely you have received, freely give." Give now to help those suffering with leprosy. Call American Leprosy Missions right now. 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. That's 800-979-1980.
Or give online at WAVA.com. Keyword HEAL.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye with an absolutely free consultation. Text START to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use advanced FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK for as low as $220 per eye. Text START to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's START to 350-350.
Hi, Don Crow here for Cornerstone First Financial. I'm sure you'd agree that buying or refinancing a home can be intimidating for most of us. It's the biggest investment most of us will ever make, right? So when you're making that sort of a decision, you want someone you can trust. Someone who knows how to get the job done right and get it done at the best possible rate. And that's where Mark Livingstone and Cornerstone First come in. Now, I've known Mark for years, and I know the important qualities he and his staff bring to the table. I mean, things like integrity, attention to detail, follow-up, and communication, keeping you informed and in the loop every step of the way. And Cornerstone First guarantees to beat any other competitor on this very station, or they'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Why not pick the phone up right now and call Mark at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or on the web at cornerstonefirst.com.
Lowe's knows you'll do it right to find savings where you can, because you work too hard for your money not to. We do it right, too, with everyday deals and more, so you can get more done around your home for less. Deals like a $60 savings on a DeWalt 20-volt max brushless cordless drill for just $99. Or pick up a Blue Rhino 3-burner stainless steel gas grill, also for $99. Whatever's on your to-do list, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 6/19. See store for details, U.S. only.
As parents and grandparents, we would love to have our children in Christian school. But financially, it's tough. That's why WAVA Radio is partnering with select Christian schools throughout the greater D.C. area to offer a limited number of half-priced Christian school tuitions. These tuitions are literally half off the regular price of tuition. Learn more and see the list of schools at WAVA.com. Click on the school bus or call WAVA and talk to us about your options for saving half on tuition. Terms and conditions apply.
Straight from Scripture. That's what a trip to the Holy Land is. It's far more than a typical vacation. It's a place where, tucked away amid windswept deserts and rocky cliffs, is a journey into the origins of belief, where we can connect with the depth and power of our relationship with Jesus Christ. A trip to the Holy Land is a once-in-a-lifetime experience to a place that gives visual dimension to our faith. Register today and let's experience Israel together. Go to WAVA.com, keyword Israel, or call me, Dennis Williams, at 703-807-2211.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com. I think the difficulty is there are no promises in Scripture when it comes to persecution. There are no promises except that we will have persecution. There's no promise of an outcome. Those powerful words by Noreen Brunson, the persistent widow, as she called herself, as she and her husband, Pastor Andrew Brunson, spoke about the persecution they endured at the hands of the government of Turkey during Andrew's 2-year imprisonment. And they were sharing their story at a recent pastors' conference of the Southern Baptist Convention in Birmingham, Alabama. Joining us to talk more about this remarkable story Luann Sabatier, Director of Communications with 21 Wilberforce. It is an international religious and human rights advocacy organization based here in Washington, D.C. Their website, by the way, is 21wilberforce.org. 21wilberforce.org. Luann, welcome to the show. Perhaps many of our listeners already know a bit of the Brunson story. Others may not, but talk about, if you would, give us a kind of a review of that story in its original setting and what the implications are for us in our discussion today.
Okay, Don, thank you. I'll be glad to share about this. About 25 years ago, Andrew Brunson, a Presbyterian minister, maybe 20 years ago, probably 25, felt the call to take his family to Turkey and to do mission work. And Turkey is, many people may not realize, is one of the most under-evangelized countries in the world. So they toiled there and had some success building up some house churches and some church plants throughout the country. Most recently, Don, I guess it was 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, they were coming back from a conference somewhere, and they were detained. I think they were elsewhere in Europe. And he and his wife were taken into custody, and they had no idea why. A few hours later, his wife, Noreen, was released, but he was not. Pastor Brunson was not. Let me fast forward a little bit. He was held for over 2 years. And the charges were that he had conspired. They were Trump, false charges that were created by the government, that he had conspired to undermine the government, and they had supposedly some witnesses who ultimately recanted their testimony. But during that 2 year period, two things happened. Number one, what happened on the West is his wife was a very vocal and effective advocate for him and about the case, and that got the attention of people of faith in the United States, who grabbed onto that story and Don did not let go. And I really believe a lot of the grassroots people in the pews throughout the country, they contacted Washington, they contacted their state senators, they contacted pastors, whoever they could. They held prayer vigils. And so it really raised that issue to the highest levels of government in the State Department and the White House. Ultimately, he was released last October, and what I'd like to talk about today, though, is what happened during those 2 years period to Pastor Brunson. He, now that he's been out and has had some time to reflect and try to assimilate back, he and his family, into society, he has shared in various venues, and most recently last weekend. Yes, he lost weight, and was he beaten? I don't know how much physical torture, but what he shared about is so compelling and really convicted me when I read it. This account is that he became suicidal. And here is a pastor, a person of faith, who was in his late 50s, been official clergy, but he was almost broken. And what he went through that, how he personally prayed and how he thought the prayers of others were probably the only thing that not only elevated his case, but helped him survive this ordeal. So all that to say is, I if you're willing and able, it made me think that so many times we always say, I'll pray for you. It's sincere, and I believe we do it, all of us, to some degree or another. But understanding how critical and five intentional ways that perhaps we can think about praying for people like Andrew Brunson, of which there are thousands and thousands right now in prisons and detention around the world.
Well, let's come
how
back.
Can we pray for the persecuted?
Yeah, let's come back to those five in just a moment. But I appreciate what you're sharing. And by the way, I think there's an article to this effect that you and I have been referencing briefly at Christianity Today. The reality of persecution is very, very different, says American pastor imprisoned in Turkey. It's by Brandon Showalter, and you can check it out at Christianity Today. You're right. He was surprised himself, from what I've inferred from what I've read, as to how much it did impact him. As you've said, a veteran, a warrior for Christ, not a novice in his faith at all, and yet it really, I'm reading one sentence here. The ordeal surprised him by how much it broke him. And he said, God, if I come out of this, I'm going to have a testimony of my weakness and of your strength. So talk to us about how we can pray more effectively for people just like him. And you're right again, Luann, we talk about this, you and I, a lot. This story, sadly, is being repeated over and over and over again all over the world for our fellow Christians.
Right. The stories aren't going to go away. It's not a new thing, just like the early church. But as we continue to awaken to this reality and we understand more about it, really understanding, praying for those who face it. So, you know, some things that specifics that I think intentional prayer. Number one, pray that whatever their circumstances, that God will give them the right words. So I'm talking about the persecuted, whether it is to those who are persecuting them, to their fellow prisoners. Sometimes, you know, they're in isolation, but most of the time they are not. To those who are occasionally let in to counsel them, so that they will know what to say. Number two, I really believe that. We want to pray for that they will, just like Andrew, they will find sufficiency in God's grace, even in their weakness. That there is the irony of it, but that there is a peace through suffering, the physical and the mental scenarios that they go through. Another one is that they will draw from a source of power larger than themselves. When they're in persecuted situations, they often have very little control over their lives, including their safety and their health. Most often the persecution's coming from sometimes, government accusers. But I think it's really important that we pray that they would have a power beyond themselves and a power draw from a source larger than themselves. Another one would be that God would protect them according to his will. Sometimes we don't understand. I would say many times we don't understand why the timing of the intervention, if there's intervention at all. Some people never get out of the detention or their situations or they lose their lives. But I would just say protecting them according to his will, and then pray that he would inspire those who are seeking to harm them. Who are the persecutors? How could their hearts be touched, or how can they be moved? Perhaps not only to free them, but through the witness that they see.
I think those are excellent suggestions, and often folks want to know that. They say, well, how do I just talked with Todd Nettleton last week on the show, as a matter of fact, about that very thing. He's with Voice of the Martyrs. And, the question was the same. How do we pray effectively for folks? And I think you've given us some good guidance. They do get involved in conversations or confrontations with their captors, with their persecutors. And as you were saying that, I'm reminded of our Lord himself promising, as we follow him, he said, they will bring you before councils and before kings and so forth. And he said, I will give you, he said, don't even worry ahead of time of what you're going to say, because a mouth and wisdom mm-hmm. will be given you. The Holy Spirit will be there to speak through you. And I think mm-hmm. that's what we need to pray for them as well. You're right.
And you know, something else, Don, that may make some listeners uncomfortable, but I think also two things, letting your children hear you say those prayers, and also children can learn how to pray for the persecuted by looking at the stories in the Bible. David, Daniel, the men in the fiery furnace, Esther. So without going into, you know, explicit detail, even the modeling of the behavior that we're showing for our children, and that I think is age appropriate if they hear us and our concern for others in other countries, and again through some of those Bible stories. And so that's a dimension. I know at Wilberforce we work often on age appropriate materials for children. And I'd like to say that children can pray for them or pray with the family too, not just the adults or the parents.
Good advice. Good advice. Thank you, Luann. We'll talk again soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Luann Sabatier, Director of Communications at 21 Wilberforce. That's their website, 21wilberforce.org. And I like what she finished with, encouraging our children to learn how to pray age appropriate. Obviously, you need discretion and wisdom as to what you tell a child about some of these matters that are so difficult for us to process in terms of suffering for Christ. But on the other hand, helping them understand that they can be part of encouraging others through their prayers. Check it out at 21wilberforce.org.
Credit card companies love you. They love it when your cards stay maxed out. They love it when you only make minimum payments. They love it when you struggle. Why? Because they own you. And minimum payments mean maximum profits. Here's great news. National Debt Relief is now offering you free information on how to escape your credit card debt nightmare. If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt and are only barely making minimum payments, know this. You may not have to pay it all back. In fact, you may have the right to settle that debt for only a fraction of what you owe. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of people get rid of over $500 million of debt, and they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get the information you need for free right now before this offer goes away. Call National Debt Relief now and escape your credit card debt troubles. 800-314-4789. 800-314-4789. 800-314-4789.
Hi, this is Chris Craddock, and as a fellow believer, I would love to help you walk with wisdom through our proven real estate process. Please call us at 703-350-2830 or chriscraddock.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts CLAIM to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting CLAIM to 88988. That's C-L-A-I-M to 88988.
This is David Davenport of the Hoover Institution for townhall.com. With over 20 Democrats announcing 2020 presidential bids, the campaign reflects the chaos of a NASCAR race. But already, there's one defining separation in the pack. Will Democrats steer hard left with Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, or Kamala Harris, or center left with Joe Biden? The dangerous myth Democrats believe is that anyone can beat Donald Trump, but the polls show only Biden with a significant lead. For many Democrats, however, including young voters, Biden is old school and too moderate. They want their vote to count on some big progressive, even socialist ideas. So here's the Democrats' dilemma, the principle or the politics. Do they want to win the presidency, where Biden is their best bet, or seek to change the country but lose? We have a year to learn their answer. I'm David Davenport.
the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy, America's unique graduate leadership degree offered on its most beautiful campus. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
This report is sponsored by Hagerty for people who love cars. Capitol Beltway, pretty congested and trying to recover from an accident on the inner loop over in Camp Springs, where you want to exercise some caution just after Branch Avenue near Exit 7. Since it has jams from the I-95 interchange, those congestion delays are around 60 minutes. Outer Loop also trying to recover from an accident in Alexandria, where two of your lanes will be blocked between Telegraph Road and Alexandria Exit 177. We've got jams here from the Springfield interchange.
Hey, DC. Need collector car insurance? Only Hagerty has the expertise and passion to protect your car. Quote at Hagerty.com/East or with your local agent.
I'm Taryn Galbraith with traffic on WAVA.
Humid today with a couple of showers and a heavy thunderstorm, especially early when any storm can produce flash flooding and damaging winds, low 71. Mostly cloudy and humid tomorrow and tomorrow night with a couple of showers and thunderstorms. Storms can be heavy with flash flooding and damaging winds, high 85 at a low of 71. Humid Wednesday, a couple of showers and a thunderstorm at a high of 84. The AccuWeather forecast, this is meteorologist Bob Larson.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by A-Action Home Services.
Thinking of changing your lighting? Need an expert electrician? Go to aactionservices.com or call 703-922-1900. 703-922-1900.
The book is called The Soul of an American President, The Untold Story of Dwight D. Eisenhower's Faith. It's written by Alan Sears and Craig Austin and Ryan Cole, published by Baker. And joining us to talk about the book and why he and his colleagues have chosen to write it is the former Reagan administration official, former federal prosecutor Alan Sears. Alan also, as many of you know, is founder of Alliance Defending Freedom, ADF. It's a well-known organization established in 1994. To advocate for our rights to freely live out our faith, especially in the context of this increasingly hostile culture and world in which we're living. Their website, by the way, is adflegal.org. Alan, it's an honor to have you on the show. Welcome.
Well, it's an honor for me to be with you, Don, and always appreciate the voice of reason on WAVA.
Well, you folks help us in that regard. We work closely with ADF on a number of these issues. We'll get to that another time, perhaps. But a very fascinating book I've begun to read, pulls you right in. And I learned early on in reading that you, in a way, have a very personal connection to this story, don't you?
Well, you know, two regards. One, my father was actually employed by what was at that time called the Executive Office of the President, Civil Defense. And one of the things that he did was basically train people on how to survive nuclear war. And obviously, we didn't want there to be a nuclear war, and President Eisenhower was the one who kept us out of it. And then the second personal connection was leading ADF and leading ministry. I was always looking for role models of people to teach different values, to help people with their formation on the team. And Eisenhower stood out as a guy who came from abject poverty, absolute nowhere, no credentials of any kind, to become the supreme commander of the largest military force in the history of the world, to win the battle, to become the 34th president, and to accomplish many amazing things. And so then I began to ask the question, why did he do it? And what was his basis? What gave him the strength, the ability to persevere through a 40-year career, which the first 20-some years were pretty boring, pretty stiff, and pretty dull? What gives you the fire to go on?
You know, on that last point, I'm glad you mentioned it, because I've already been reading about that if you look at his career in those early years, you'd say this guy is going nowhere. In terms of career.
Well, you know, yeah, Don, if you don't believe in the hand of Providence,
yeah,
he was an absolute a guy who started from nowhere, going nowhere fast. You know, he went to West Point. He wanted to get in the Naval Academy, but he got in West Point instead, which was a miracle because he had no connections. He was a mediocre student there. The only thing he started at was football, and he had an injury that took him off the football field. And graduated somewhere in the middle of his class. and then had one dull, boring assignment after another. But each of those assignments taught him different aspects that would figure into his career later on. Just for example, one of the things that happened to him when we move up to the First World War, he wanted to go to the sound of the guns like every other young officer. But instead, they put him in charge of a tank training center. Churchill had this idea that tanks might be useful in warfare, which we kind of laugh looking backwards, but nobody knew. And he got the job of training guys to go do what he wanted to do. And not only did he take a camp that was designed for 4,000 that grew to 10,000, did he do it so superbly that he rose from captain to lieutenant colonel in a period of less than 7 months. He did it so well that he was recognized and kind of marked for leadership for the rest of his career. But the reward, Don, when the war ended, he reverted back to his permanent rank as captain and got another set of what most people would say were dull, kind of meaningless assignments. But again, if we believe there was a hand of providence of God, each of these, again, prepared him for what he was going to do in the future. One of those, for example, was traveling to France. His wife and he had some pretty rough assignments. They had actually separated for a while because of one of the assignments in Panama that was so physically rigorous. And so they went to France, and he spent a year working for the Battlefield Monuments Commission, designing a guidebook to help people know where their fallen brothers and sisters and sons had died. And in doing that, guess what happened? He walked France. He learned the terrain of France like the back of his hand, which might have been a little useful later on when we get further down his life story.
And before we take this next first break, through all of this, I suspect from what I read in the book, he was being watched, though he didn't know it. I suspect he had no idea. Leadership was watching him through all of these years when he felt he was going nowhere. Am I right?
Yeah, guys with names like Black Jack Pershing, General Connor, General George Marshall, who later became Chief of Staff of the Army, MacArthur. All of these guys had spotted Eisenhower and began to watch him and watch over his career.
We'll take a break and come back with more in a moment. Alan Sears with me. Not near enough time to do justice to the book, but I hope it whets your appetite to get some copies. The Soul of an American President, The Untold Story of Dwight D. Eisenhower's Faith. We'll get to his faith, the roots of it, as a matter of fact. Where did it come from? We'll talk about that with Alan in a moment. Stay with us.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. The markets opened the week with modest gains, the Dow up just over 20 points. Traders were overall hesitant today to make any substantial moves ahead of the Federal Reserve's monetary policy decision set for Wednesday. The Fed is expected to leave rates unchanged, but it's also expected to signal a willingness to raise interest rates in the near future. In today's economic news, the National Association of Home Builders reported that there was an unexpected drop in home builder confidence in June. Meanwhile, another economic report showed that manufacturing activity in New York took a sharp downward turn in the month of June. Shares of Boeing were up today amid reports that the aerospace giant is making some progress on fixing its grounded 737 MAX jets. Over the weekend, Boeing's CEO also said that the company made mistakes in how it handled the cockpit warning system on the jets. And in commodities, oil prices fell today amid worries about economic growth, oil demand, and trade disputes, and that kept investors on the cautious side. Continued tensions between Iran and the U.S. helped to limit the downside, though. July oil down 58 cents to $51.93 a barrel. And that's your money now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Hi, Don Crow here for Passport Auto Group. A family-owned business with a stellar reputation for superior customer service before, during, and long after the sale. A mission and goal to which they've been committed for the past 25 years. And now, when you visit PassportAuto.com on the web, you can take your own virtual internet tour to enhance your buying experience and help you get to know their dealerships online. Just go to PassportAuto.com, browse their amazing inventory, schedule a test drive of that vehicle you've been thinking about, investigate financing, lease options, and much more. Whether you're thinking about a BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, or Mini, or whether you're in the market for a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport Auto Group is waiting to serve you right now. And I also want to tell you that as a longtime customer of Passport, I can assure you they do what they say they'll do, and they do it right. Passport Auto Group, serving the Washington, D.C. metro area for 25 years. PassportAuto.com.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. In the list of dangerous professions, you wouldn't expect to find bookstore owner. But Rami operated a Christian bookstore in Gaza City, where he regularly received death threats for his faith. One day he was kidnapped and found dead. Bullet holes and knife wounds pierced his body. When his wife, Pauline, heard the news, she was overcome with grief. For a time, she hated the Muslims who killed her husband. Then God took her on a journey of forgiveness. Today, Pauline is involved in an outreach to Muslims in Bethlehem. May we, too, give God the opportunity to redeem our losses.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence.
Nor will I let them serve alone.
Participate in the Day of the Martyr on June 29th. Get details
at vomradio.net/Day of the Martyr.
The Don Kroah Show on WAVA, talking with Alan Sears, one of the authors of The Soul of an American President, the untold story of Dwight D. Eisenhower's faith. And Alan, talk about the roots of this remarkable man's faith, his family, River Brethren. What can you tell us about their faith and how that affected him?
Well, like probably most of us who've been blessed to be in a home where people have faith, he learned the Bible as a small child. His parents were of the River Brethren tradition, which came out of the Mennonites. They had, of course, like all other Mennonite sects, had to flee Europe because of religious persecution, looking for freedom on new shores. And a sad thing happened, though, in his early childhood. He had one of his brothers to pass, and his parents were devastated by that. And that led his mother to actually depart from the family heritage and to become part of a different sect. She actually became part of a group that was later known by the name Jehovah Witness. But whatever faith she held, she always was a Bible studier. She always was interested in Scripture. Dwight said he read the Bible cover to cover before he was 9 years old, and then he read it again. His mother did Bible drills, and so he learned the Scripture. And I'll just mention, going way down in his life, when he used Scripture later on, he used it in context with meaning, and he knew what the verses were, and he didn't give us claims of things that were in the Bible that, like we see politicians doing these days, where they write some extra verses for the Lord, you know. But anyway, growing up with this foundation, he and his brothers never accepted his mother's Jehovah Witness period of life, but they were very respectful and, of course, loved their mother a great deal. But as they moved forward in life, they had obviously not been baptized. They were not active in churches. And when he went into the Army at West Point, he was involved in a Bible study there for a while. But through his Army career, really never got involved in organized religion. He moved a lot, was transferred around. His wife and he had been married by a Presbyterian pastor. That was her background. And so let's fast forward. And this is one of the fun parts of the book. We get into the campaign in 1952. At this point, he's been the Supreme Commander of the Armed Forces, Chief of Staff of the Army, Commander of NATO, President of Columbia University. And he's meeting with Clare Booth Luce and Billy Graham and others. And they say, Dwight, you got to be a member of a church. You can't run. You can't be elected president. And he said, you know what? I've got a deep faith. And he talked about the fact that he had gone to his knees countless times in World War II. He actually told Claire Booth Luce he couldn't have been commander without the recourse to his knees and to prayer, but he would not exploit church membership for the election. He said, if I lose, I lose. Well, but it really struck him that he needed to be part of a church, be part of a regular fellowship. So after he's elected, he talks to the pastor of National Presbyterian in Washington, D.C. He connects with others, and he decides that's where he's going to end up. So he's inaugurated. He did something no president ever did before or since. He interrupted his own speech to pray, a prayer he himself had written. And then a week after that, he walked down to National Presbyterian Church by himself for service. And a few days later, he went back to National Pres. He made a proclamation of faith. He was baptized, confirmed, and received into membership. And Don, he essentially never missed a Sunday the rest of his life unless he was in some kind of complicated travel or he had a heart attack or health problems.
And of course, as the book points out and early on about these experiences, the critics wouldn't leave him alone in either way. If he had done against his better judgment, had gone religious, if you will, in quotes, before the election, he knew what that would mean. But on the other hand, post his inauguration, and as you've just so well described, coming into the faith specifically and openly, there are those who still criticized him.
Yeah, I just love it. You know, the guy was so careful, and we have so many private conversations to know how sincere he was without exploiting his faith. But one of the senators, particularly one from West Virginia, went after him very hard when he actually was received into the church and said the whole thing was a fake for votes. The votes are over. He's been elected. It sounds like so many contemporary things where whatever you do, it's always going to be wrong to the criticizing public. But Ike proved to be faithful, and he became very active. And after he left the presidency, he continued to attend church every Sunday as long as he was healthy the rest of his life. He barely ever missed a Sunday. And as he traveled from different parts of the country with seasons from his farm home in Gettysburg, the only home he and his wife had ever owned, to Denver, Colorado, where they acquired a summer place, to staying with friends in Palm Springs in the winter or going to Augusta National to play golf. Every place he adopted a church. And even though he was a member of one, and he got in the cornerstone laying business. And the church in Denver, Corona Presbyterian, he helped raise the money to build their new facility. And he donated the pulpit, which is in their church today.
We're going to take a final break. Alan, when we come back, there's so much more than this half hour would give us time for. Pick one or two things you want to make sure that we know about the book when we come back. We'll be back in a moment with Alan Sears. But again, the point is just to whet your appetite. The Soul of an American President, The Untold Story of Dwight D. Eisenhower's Faith. I'm into it already. It's a great read. I encourage you to get it. It's published by Baker. I'm sure you can get it at your usual sources.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye with an absolutely free consultation. Text START to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use advanced FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK for as low as $220 per eye. Text START to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's START to 350350.
Are you looking to downsize your estate? Are you feeling a little overwhelmed with how much there is to do? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. Our proven easy downsizing program includes a done-for-you system to inexpensively refresh your property for top dollar and a move-out guarantee. Don't worry about owning two homes or worse, none at all. If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. I will sell your house in 58 days or I'll buy it. Call now at 866-404-5858.
Sir. Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
Christy was the best. Christy did a great job. We listed the house Thursday, and the house was sold by Monday. The listed house for $939,000, and we ended up getting $970,000. Recommending Christy would be easy to do. One of the things, too, that Christy did was the negotiations of the waiver of inspections, appraisals. Couldn't be more satisfied.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
This is David Davenport of the Hoover Institution for Townhall.com. With over 20 Democrats announcing 2020 presidential bids, the campaign reflects the chaos of a NASCAR race. But already, there's one defining separation in the pack. Will Democrats steer hard left with Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, or Kamala Harris, or center left with Joe Biden? The dangerous myth Democrats believe is that anyone can beat Donald Trump, but the polls show only Biden with a significant lead. For many Democrats, however, including young voters, Biden is old school and too moderate. They want their vote to count on some big progressive, even socialist ideas. So here's the Democrats' dilemma, the principle or the politics. Do they want to win the presidency, where Biden is their best bet, or seek to change the country but lose? We have a year to learn their answer. I'm David Davenport.
The Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy, America's unique graduate leadership degree, offered on its most beautiful campus. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
The Don Kroah Show on WAVA, The Soul of an American President, The Untold Story of Dwight Eisenhower's Faith. And in the introduction, just this last sentence or so, we invite you on our journey to view one of the most consequential, admired, and complex Americans of the 20th century, the one whom Time magazine, in the height of its prime, dubbed on its cover, the man who beat Hitler, and whose steady hand and faith guided our nation during the frostiest days of the Cold War and beyond. Alan Sears, one of the authors of that. Alan also, of course, founder of ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. And in this last moment, Alan, what do you want us to make sure we know about this book and the story that you've put together for us?
I think the most exciting thing, Don, is he gave us not just a past to study, but a future to look toward. Eisenhower's 1953 inaugural speech is one of the most amazing things I've ever read and studied. And it really provided the outline for how he would govern for the next 8 years. He understood the only hope for the world as we know it will be complete spiritual regeneration. He said free government cannot be explained in any other terms but religious. Our founding fathers had to refer to the Creator in order to make their revolutionary experiment make sense. And he understood that without the founding faith, the Judeo-Christian foundation of this nation, religious freedom, rights of conscience, that this nation could not go forward.
Lost everything.
We're experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by. We're experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
More than a typical vacation, it's a place where, tucked away amid windswept deserts and rocky cliffs, is a journey into the origins of belief, where we can connect with the depth and power of our relationship with Jesus Christ.
A trip to the Holy Land is a once-in-a-lifetime experience to a place that gives visual dimension to our faith. Register today and let's experience Israel together. Go to WAVA.com, keyword Israel, or call me, Dennis Williams, at 703-807-2211.
Chapter 7, verse 20. He sent his word and healed them. Each evening, Monday through Friday at 9:30, the Healing Word broadcast can be heard on WAVA. Hi, I'm Pastor Jack Morse of the Largo Community Church in Mitchellville, Maryland. Tune in to the Healing Word at 9:30 each evening on WAVA. God is healing hurts, broken lives, broken hearts, and restoring souls. The Healing Word each evening at 9:30, teaching messages that will grow your faith.
Who does the news media turn to when it comes to financial planning and financial management?
Larry Rosenthal, founder and president of Financial Planning
Services. Of course, in Stocks 101 from Larry Rosenthal, who is the president of Financial Planning Services.
Larry Rosenthal of Financial Planning Services joins us with today's Money Monday.
Today includes Larry Rosenthal, the president of Financial Planning Services.
The Wall Street Journal,
Money Magazine,
Fox Business,
CNBC.
They all turn to Larry Rosenthal as a subject matter expert. Shouldn't you? Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. here.
Need
on
electrical
WAVA.
Work done? Call A Action. We specialize in electrical work. No job is too small. For electrical work, call 703-922-1900.
Listen to Pathway to Victory with Robert Jeffress, weeknights at 7 here on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM WAVA FM and HD1 Arlington. Life changing.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.